Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
JT, this must be weird for you to be on this podcast because we invited you onto our NBA podcast and it was going good for like 2 weeks and then the NBA stopped.
That's not weird at all. I was really running out of... I'm actually a huge NBA imposter and was really just biding my time. I was desperately trying to pivot the podcast the whole time, so this has been great.
This is a dream. Well, glad to have JT here. Also on the podcast is my brother Paul.
Hello.
Always nice to have you, Paul, such a wonderful man of so many words.
Yeah, great to be here on the podcast. I love recording the podcast. I was trying to do heaps of talking there, but I'm actually struggling.
That was impressive. There was heaps, man. That was really good. It's time to record a basketball podcast when there is no basketball. It's time for advanced analytics. We've got a bit of basketball chat today, but I'll just start with... Oh, sorry, that's Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. I'm so sad that this is the first time Paul can actually hear the music coming through and he gets to hear the constant errors that I make at all times.
I just feel like there's got to be a setting where it doesn't play on to the next song. Even if you just put a track of silence between each one for like safety. You know, 20 minutes of silence, and then you could just press next on the arrow and it would play the next sting.
Those are really good ideas, which I will never do. But I've got to play right now a game of COVID-19, right or wrong. Let me explain the situation to you guys. We were in the park and there was about seven dudes who, they seem like backpackers or like tourists, young international dudes playing soccer in the park during a level 4 complete national lockdown. Now, I was freaking out. Were you guys freaking out in that situation?
I'm pretty excited by the prospect of young international dudes playing some footy, but in a lockdown situation, yeah. I'd be borderline freak. I'd be more looking angrily than freaking out.
JT, you...
Yeah, what do you mean freaking out?
Well, because it starts, and I'm like, okay, that's a bit risque. They shouldn't be doing that. And then I'm like, oh, the police will probably show up soon. And then I'm like, oh, I'll put a message through to the police. And I got in the police. I'm a snitch, but I put a message through. I need to snitch, all right? And then a bit more time went past. And I'm like, this has got to stop. You can't do this. This is a level 4 lockdown. COVID.
Hey, question, guy. Yeah. Have you recently or do you plan to get stitches anytime soon?
Yeah. No, but I don't. But my partner does. So she went over there, and she's like, what's going on? And they were kind of like a little bit...
Wait.
Yeah?
She's high risk. She shouldn't be interacting with people
She was staying away from them. She was staying away from them.
Okay.
But she was like, hey, guys, the country's in lockdown. You can't be doing this. And they were like quite snarky about it, quite rude. And they were like, oh, we're all in the hostel together, so we're all in the same bubble. And I'm like, what is this like 30-person bubble? This is not okay. Like, what's going on? And I just realized that all around the country, there must be all these backpackers with, like, stranded tourists who are, like, trying to bubble together. It's a disaster.
Get rid of them.
Well, yeah, well, they can't afford to go home. I feel a little bit sorry for them. But anyway, I'm like, this is bullshit. Sorry, JT, you were going to say something?
Oh, all I was going to say is Australia for decades has just whacked people over on that island with no human rights and no one seems to bat an eyelid, and yet we can't get 30 bloody backpackers out of New Zealand? Well, not condoning Australia's gross human rights abuses, but I'm just saying.
We should
do some.
We should start our own. We've got New Zealand's got... If one thing New Zealand's got a surplus of, it's crappy little islands off the coast that where you could like quarantine disobedient foreigners. Anyway, okay, we're getting into murky territory here. My partner has failed. She's been abused by these guys. I'm like, I'm going to go over there. That I go in with a calm, like, hey guys, what's going on kind of mentality, and I get slapped. This guy's aggro. He tells me to fuck off, right? And while this is
happening, does he slap you actually?
No. Sorry. Rewind. I shouldn't have used this expression. I get slapped in the story when I didn't get slapped. I mean, like a Twitter slap down. Just, you know, like they were just like really like get the F out of here. They're kind of like, you're not the police. Go get a life, kind of thing. And I'm like, this is a bit.
Wait, so what did he say? Direct quote.
He said, "We're allowed to be here. Mind your own business. You're not the police. Go fuck off." Something along those lines. And other guys were talking as well. Yeah. And yeah. I was like, because they sounded French, and I was like, "Where are you guys? European or something?" Like they made the mistake. I was like, "What hostel are you guys from?" They told me their hostel, and I was like, "Big mistake. I'm telling that to the police." And then I was like, "Where are you guys from? You guys sound French or something like that?" And they're like, "Yeah, French." And I'm like, "Well, have you guys read the news? Like, France is dying here. Don't bring the dying over to New Zealand as well, right?" So I'm shocked though. You know, as I said, I got proverbially, I didn't literally get slapped, but I got like sent back to where I came from, right? So my partner's been over. She's been rejected. She's been rudely rejected. I've gone over. I've been told to fuck off. It's a disaster, right? And then all of a sudden, while this is happening, my partner's tweeting about it. Some lady who follows her on Twitter from down the road, someone's mum or something like that, this lovely lady called Atlyn Freeman, follow her, storms on down the road in her Crocs or whatever she was wearing, jandals or something. She storms right up to those people. And I don't even know what she said to them, but it looked from a distance like it was like a bit of like just classic Kiwi mum telling it how it is, combined with like some The Godfather movie style like physical threats. And a minute later, the guys packed up their bags and left.
Nice. And then did you go and have a go at Linda? She broke the rules as well.
No. She was keeping her distance. She was a legend. I went and congratulated her. I wanted to give her a hug, but I couldn't because I was keeping my distance as well. But I was
my
like,
question is, were they breaking any rules?
Yeah, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to play sport in New Zealand. You're not allowed to. There's a complete lockdown. You're not allowed to go swimming. You're not allowed to make
no, allowed
seven
to swim,
people. You're not allowed to have you're not allowed to have a bubble of a whole hostel. That's ridiculous.
Paul, it worries me that you didn't see the infraction in that scenario.
No, all I'll say is I knew swimming. There's certain things you can't do. I didn't know. Playing a game of bubble football was one.
Oh, so your issue is that you think that they actually had a point on the bubble call.
I think if they're in a bubble.
Yeah, I'm coming around to the French side of things actually.
No way. Are they in a bubble with everyone else in their hostel as well?
Yeah,
allegedly.
A big bubble.
No, you can't do a big bubble. It's like, Paul, we have a soccer game that we play. Have you noticed we haven't played that in about 4 weeks? Do you want to know
it's
why?
Because all the players are in different bubbles.
But not, Paul, you can't just have one big backpacker bubble. That's ridiculous. This is why France is all dying and stuff.
No, but what are they supposed to just stay in their rooms?
Yes. Yes. Or are you supposed to go back to France?
But picture this: if you've got a shared bathroom, which a lot of hostels would have,
yeah,
then you're all in a bubble together, right?
It's a disaster. Yeah, and you've got to get out of there. You've got to stop doing this. I realize these guys, their backpacking holiday is ruined, but at the same time, I think what's more ruined is the entire world, and you got to respect the level 4 lockdown, eh? You got to respect that.
So I've just had a brainwave, and I'm not making light of the lockdown, but I've actually had a genuine brainwave.
Let's hear it.
All the people like the backpackers, the dumb kids who just want to go out. Right, sell them tickets, put on like a beer fest thing in all the big stadiums, and it's like a 4-week lock-in. Yeah. You pay tickets and you cannot leave, but it's like a party zone.
It's called the bubble.
Yeah. Bubble party zone, exactly.
The bubbling party. Do you know what the bubble reminds me of as well? Do you guys remember when skateboarders a few years ago invented like kind of a fake online trend called bubbling, and the concept being you film yourself urinating up into the air into your own mouth. Do you guys remember that, bubbling?
I do remember it. Bubble on.
And it was kind of a joke, and then rugby league players, because they're such idiots, started actually doing it, and a few of them got suspended.
It seems crazy to suspend someone for bubbling. I
know. If you represent... Okay, it's disgusting. Imagine if LeBron James was pissing
freedom.
Into his own mouth.
Nah, it's
yeah, but there's no
freedom.
Laws. There's no laws. There's no laws against it.
Being an idiot.
That's like First Amendment, isn't it? Right to bubble.
Being an idiot is not a crime.
Yes.
Anyway.
Protect bubbling.
Anyway.
Okay, here's what I'll say. I do think there could be... There's still quite a bit of grey area around the lockdown rules.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm reading. Personal walks and other activities are fine. Stick to simple outdoor exercise. And you could argue football is a simple game. Kick a ball into a goal.
No, it's not simple exercise. Definitely not. And can I also add this other detail? One of them was doing a lot of coughing. That is ridiculous. Well, I could hear him from like 50 meters away. That's a loud cough. And it wasn't a sneeze. It was like a cough. And that is just like, that's in any situation, that is not cool right now. And hey, it's good because we should not do that when the country is in safe hands as well. Anyway. How's your guys' lockdown going?
I've got a question. I've actually got something. I've got a statement, actually. So recently a sign went up on one of the nearby basketball courts, but not all of them, saying the facility is closed.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's classist and maybe even has racial undertones.
Ooh,
why not close the whole park? Why not close the whole park?
The whole park basically is closed. Like, you shouldn't be on any... Like,
no.
The park I'm next to, the children's playground is closed and all the... Every piece of equipment and the tennis court is closed. Oh, that was the other thing.
Okay, I'm backtracking.
The soccer players were also playing on a tennis court that was supposed to be closed as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's what I'll say. I think they're just trying to stop people from anything where people might stop and gather. So basically, they just want people to be able to go for walks and that's it. Because like they're blocking up where I am. They're taped up all the benches, so you can't sit on a bench. And my mum was like shocked at that. But I was like, people will start hanging out on benches together.
Yeah, I love how...
Yeah, if I see a bench, I can't help but hang out on it.
Yeah. And then I'd see you and I'd be like, oh, hey, JT, I'll hang out with you for a bit. And next thing you know, there'd be a whole gang of us there.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, Paul, can I introduce you to 29 of my best mates? We're all at the hostel together.
All right. Are you guys loving the lockdown? Having a good time? Having a bad time? Any time?
I was loving it, sort of hating it now.
Where's it gone bad for you? Where's the problems?
Mainly that Auckland Council sign on the basketball court.
Yeah, because I reckon by yourself shooting should be okay, right?
Yeah, but it might be a good thing because I think I've got that bloody thoracic outlet syndrome now.
Really?
Wait, so
I honestly think I've got it.
What's happened?
I've got this weird, like, it's before I was chewing an apple, and I was like, oh, it sort of feels like a neck strain, but it doesn't really feel like a pulled muscle. And then I was just looking, and it's sort of going directly under my collarbone, the sensation. That's thoracic.
Okay, so oh, wow. So what you're saying, JT, is you've been going to the park, shooting too many free throws and filming your action by yourself, and now you've given yourself an injury.
I think there's a chance, yeah.
And you've diagnosed yourself.
Markel Fultz injury.
Exactly.
Is that literally the Markel Fultz injury?
Yeah, like it's not. It's sort of a group. It's like a group of lots of different types of injuries. But yeah, it is.
Oh, sorry to hear that, mate. You've Markel Fultz yourself. Paul, how are you holding up, mate?
Yeah, I'm okay. Again, I'm fine with the quarantining. I just, I'm sad about things that have been cancelled, you know, that I was looking forward to.
I heard a rumor that you were playing a game of Ticket to Ride and you claimed you'd won and then someone else protested and wanted a recount and there was a recount and you'd lost.
Ooh.
I'd like to defend myself a little bit. Genuine mistake. And I was the one doing the recount because I too was shocked that mine had come out on top. And before people think I'm not good at Ticket to Ride, I'd like to point out that that was my first loss of the quarantine.
Wow.
And prior to that, I was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I was 6-0 in individual games.
Respect your Ticket to Ride ability, man.
Yeah.
Respect. And it's probably time to get into some basketball talk. It's time for the Week in Review. If you don't like that, you don't like NBA basketball. Garpacks might be gone. Chicago is free. This is amazing.
Crazy.
The best thing to come from the lockdown, Laurie Markkanen was saying, if things don't change, he's going to leave. Obviously, everyone hates the coach. And most importantly, and Chicago Bulls fans have been buying Fire Garpax billboards for years to try and get rid of them. These guys have been haunting the franchise and have basically run a great franchise into the ground. And now,
how long have they been in charge?
I know what you're saying, because I immediately was like, hey, they were pretty good under Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah. 10 years, I think. 10 years, 10 years, 10 year reign.
Okay.
So the Bulls haven't been good for about six, and I think that the Luol Deng, Joakim Noah, Derrick Rose, that might have been like all drafted under the previous Matt. You know, it might not have been them that put that together, but it was them that kind of. I guess it was injuries that broke it down, but I don't really understand.
Yeah.
It. All I know is that no one likes Garpax. There's no argument in their defense, and they look like they're gone.
But people haven't liked Garpax for since like the Jordan era, right?
Nah, it's quite confusing. They weren't in charge in the Jordan era. The ownership was hated. It's like, what is it? Jerry Krause is the owner, and he thinks the Bulls are a joke, and he cares way more about. He said like, I think he owns the White Sox or the Cubs, and he said like, it would take 10 Bulls championships to equal one White Sox championship or something. I can't remember what the full story is, but they were kind of rumored to be the reason why Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson and everyone left. Like, yeah, they're just the ownership's hated, but Garpax more appropriately is really hated.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Supposedly, and I'm reading a thread right now, and it's saying like that they're not bad at drafting. Someone says they're good at drafting, but they're just bad at team culture. Like, just made terrible team culture. Because here's the thing: I look at their roster this year, and before the season, I was like, depending on how good the coach is. As long as the coach is adequate, I could see them have being the eighth seed in the East. And I think the coach is horrible.
Whoa, Paul, every podcast you get us like this, the eighth seed in the East is, do you know who else is competing for that?
Brooklyn Nets.
The Orlando Magic. Like, it's like the eighth seed in the East is not an accomplishment, and that is full disrespect to you.
No, but for a young team, they could be in the running for the eighth seed in the East playoffs.
They've got the most hated coach in the NBA, so they've really just haven't come close to that this year. And you're right, they're underachieving, but that comes.
That's what I'm saying. On paper, what I'm saying is, on paper, they're a solid. They got a solid team.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're a solid team on paper, but they. Yeah.
Otto Porter's been injured for most of the year, which hurts. But Markkanen, Wendell Carter Jr., LaVine. Kobe White, Thomas Satoransky, so underrated. Man, the list goes on.
And the team...
Don't you think that one thing I thought when I read that story was Markkanen's got a hell of a nerve saying that he's going to leave if things don't get better after coming off a season where he played like 20 games and shot about 25%. Like, what's his leverage in this situation?
Yeah. Well, he's still a promising prospect, and he's also white, and promising white prospects get, like, a few more chances. Like, he's going to channel it, Parsons his way around the NBA. I bet the Kings, the Grizzlies, there's about 12 teams out there. Utah will be chomping at the bit for that white guy, man. He's got extra value.
Like English guys in the Premier League.
Oh, totally. It'd be interesting to see, and it's changing a bit now. And don't get me wrong, it works the other way as well. White guys also get discriminated against. I don't mean that in like a serious racism way. I mean like just Jokic, for example, is probably undervalued, partly because he's white, partly because he's about 30 kgs too heavy. But man, I body shame a lot on this podcast. That's a real problem, and something got to change. I'm sorry about that, Jokic. You're a great player, and I'd have you in my top five for MVP candidates. But white
players. The Nuggets must be scared though when the season resumes that he's gonna like have really lost it.
Yeah, he's gonna look shocking. Yeah, that's what happened during the lockout, right? Like during the lockout in like 1999, like a lot of players like ended their careers or came back really out of shape. Sean Kemp most famously, and when the players got asked about it, they were like, "We didn't think the season was coming back. Like they just weren't prepared for it."
Yeah, right. Today, Langston Galloway didn't ask me anything from the Detroit Pistons.
Anything good come out of it?
He Nah, really dry answers. Really dry. But he just said he was staying ready, doing cardio and stuff. It was, yeah, really boring stuff.
I've got no idea who Langston Galloway is. I've got to be honest with you. Legend. My first question would have been, who are you?
That's so cold. He got picked up by the Knicks from the D League and like Sean in the Garden, and then he's turned himself.
Yeah, I really liked him for the Knicks, to the point where I wanted to get a Knicks Galloway jersey. But he, I also just thought, such a good name, Langston Galloway. I think he was like number two or yeah, like a cool number for the Knicks. But he also famously did a gender reveal where he dunked a ball and it exploded, showering the colour, which I will keep a secret in case you want to check out Langston Galloway's gender reveal video.
That's a genuinely cool gender. Was it like professionally made? Was it really nicely shot or just shot on a cell phone?
No, it's like shot on a hand, like a phone, and you can see Andre Drummond standing in frame, also filming it on his phone.
Sick. It's still cool though. You guys into gender reveal videos? Are they cool?
Nah. I didn't know whether that was a real thing or it was like a joke thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, was it ever actually something that people did?
Well, we've become so weird in our culture that it's become so important to like make everything broadcastable. And I bet the first Instagrammer who did that, or I assume it originated Instagram, but whoever did it first, genius. Like, that's such a cool concept, fun little thing. And then it like everything on the internet, just got played to death, right?
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't even know if it's a cool concept, to be honest. It's like, who cares? Well, if you invited me to a gender party, I wouldn't even do you the honour of making an excuse.
And what an honour that would be to get an excuse from JT. speaking of, who cares, the NBA 2K tournament, I don't know if it's over, has been going on, and very, very disappointing. Again, a bit like your AMA poll, NBA players... weren't doing much talk or much trash talk at all. One of my favorite bits though was when
I saw one clip, and it was that loser. I've really soured on him, Devin Booker. That loser, aka Devin, that loser Booker.
I like with you though. That loser could be a range of players. It could be either Russell Westbrook, Dwayne Wade. Now add Devin Booker to the list. Who else are the people that are on your top of losers?
No, but at least like Russell Westbrook's made the playoffs and Dwayne Wade's won some championships. Mm. While Devin, that loser Booker, is just disrespecting his teammates and team by when someone was like, you should pick the Suns, Michael Porter Jr. He's like, no, I'm not going to play with my crappy team. But it's like, man, you're the team. You're the star, the leader of the team. Pick your team and play with them.
Nah.
And quit being a freaking loser, as everyone knows you're known as.
No, I think you just made it up then.
Paul, that's his nickname.
I'm with you.
If Devin Booker came back from COVID with a box goatee instead of that stupid moustacheless beard, he'd be a top three player in the league. A lot of his problems are his ruddy red cheeks and his weird beard.
Okay, but how is a box goatee going to help the situation, man? Just get a... Yeah.
Okay, think about all your favorite players. Box goatees. DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, he's got a chin strap.
Yeah.
I like how you started with DeAndre Jordan. I was thinking, when I think box goatee, I think Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, right?
I thought you were a big DJ man, though.
And who's a big
Spencer
DeAndre?
Dinwiddie.
Jordan.
Oh, Spencer Dinwiddie's got a great... But Spencer Dinwiddie sort of looks like... this is probably a bit offensive. But it looks like a fake goatee. Like, have you ever seen the movie?
Say the offensive. He looks like a pimp.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say, She's All That.
No one's seen She's All That. Is that worth seeing?
No. Unless you want a comparison for Spencer Dinwiddie as Goaty.
Do you want to film How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? And there's a lot of NBA action in that. I might actually save that for movie review if we ever get to that. But back to Paul. Paul, you were like, I was like you. I was like, when I saw Devin Booker disrespecting the Suns like that and saying he wasn't going to pick them, I thought that was very funny. Like, love the honesty. He's like, why don't you pick the Suns? And he's like, no. Like, real flat, like, cold. I was like you. I was like, that's terrible. And you're saying he's disrespecting his teammates. I'm going to ask you right now, do his teammates deserve to be respected?
Yes.
No, they don't. He carries that team, and while I don't like Devin Booker either and think he's a bit of a whiny brat, he has done everything for that team, and he's part of the problem where bad teams are rewarded with good players and they can't develop them. And I really hope that he as soon as he can leave, he's probably already re-upped, but I hope he doesn't re-up and just gets out of there as quick as possible, because they're doomed.
I think be a leader, make your team great, and starts by not disrespecting them while playing video games.
Because I hated Devin Booker, and it was Zach Lowe or someone who changed my mind when someone pulled out a stat and like his team is actually with him on the floor is actually playing at like an eighth seed in the West level. It's just when he goes off the court, they're completely decimated. Like they've got nothing. They're terrible at both ends on the floor, but when he's on, they at least have like a good offense and like a winning points differential. JT, what do you reckon? Devin Booker cool or drool?
You go, Paul.
I just want to remind people of the off season when he was complaining about in a pickup game about the other team defending him too hard, and he was like, "Oh, it's pickup."
No, it was.
I agree. I'm on his side.
What?
I just think, relax. Like, who's double teaming and bloody like a run around at the gym?
Joakim Noah and his pickup squad who want to win.
And that's why Joakim Noah is out of the NBA.
No, he's out of the NBA because he's like 45 years old and busted injury-wise. And he wasn't a known shooter, and the NBA's changed, and it's kind of, it's kind of hurt him a bit. But... I'd say comparing careers, Joakim Noah is currently blowing Devin Booker out of the water.
You've lost your mind, but Joakim Noah played a full career. Devin Booker's only played like 4 or 5 seasons.
Yeah.
Okay, JT, you decide. Devin Booker, rule or drool?
Okay, you know, I'm a huge bookhead. He's rules.
Always appreciate
your
expert opinions there. I agree with you, Paul, that his... his personality is douchey, but I also I think the Suns just should be, as I said, should get relegated out of the NBA if I had my way. This kind of...
God, I disagree. They got some of the coolest players. Ricky Rubio, one of the coolest players. Kelly Oubre Jr., one of the coolest players.
They're going nowhere, and they've been going nowhere since they traded Charles Barkley back in 1957. What were you going to say, JT?
I was just going to say, do you not remember a few weeks ago, maybe months now, my... astounding facts about Devin Booker's true shooting percentage?
I vaguely remember it. What did you bum me out or something? What happened?
Nah, I just thought maybe that's what won you over. Because I just came in with such a cool stat, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, thanks, man. Try and remember how cool it was next time. But, you know, last week we were talking about players, right? And we had that debate because it's like, while Carmelo and D-Wade were douches a little bit in that video towards Darko Milicic, they were just being normal people who were acting like the camera wasn't on them. And this is the problem that we have. And you were just complaining about Lance and Galloway's boring AMA, Paul. If we complain every time, because Devin Booker just forgot a camera was on him, of course he should have said, "Oh, I'll play with the Suns next time," or something like that, and being supportive of his teammates. But he wasn't. He was himself. And he created the one memorable moment of this crappy NBA 2K tournament that we're all talking about. You know, the only good bit of that series. You don't want to chastise them, because otherwise they end up being censored like Lance and Galloway.
I disagree. I think you can be funny without, putting down your teammates.
No, but you can't be natural.
What?
You can't just be... sometimes you're going to make mistakes when you're trying to be, like, uncensored and loose. And, like, yeah, you could just watch yourself at all time and try and be humorous. And A, I disagree that it might be easier for you, a comedian, to be funny in a natural environment, but it's hard for an NBA player, you know? What's going on? What? Paul, I'm having a conversation with you. You've got to talk back.
All right. I started reading the box score of Devin Booker's 70-point game.
Paul forgets about being naturally funny and not putting down his teammates and just focuses on just trying to grill Devin Booker. JT, do you kind of get what I'm barking at, or am I just wasting my time?
Nah, totally. You're either going to have, like, people... So there's three options, right? there's Cal. Oh, now I can't remember when I, because I did that joke of saying his name wrong. The Claw. Oh.
So, anyway, so your problem is you call him Kawai, which is a New Zealand fish. So it's a joke that only works for a very small audience who know NBA players and New Zealand fish. So you're doing that joke for a while, but you've been doing that, that killer joke so long that you've forgotten how to say Kawai properly.
Yeah, yeah, Kawai. Yeah. So, so you're either going to get the Kawai, right, who just says nothing, fair enough, not judging him for it, or you're going to have like LeBron James who says stuff, but it's like highly contrived and always knows what he's doing.
Mm.
So you're going to have one of those two things. So you've got to let people be.
I disagree. I feel like why don't you just be normal? Just be normal.
But that's what Booker was doing, and now you're bloody hating on him.
Yeah, and that's what Wade and Carmelo were doing, and you hating on them for that too.
No, they were being jerks. Both of them were.
That maybe that's their natural being. Just enjoy it. Like, you don't want them to start censoring themselves because they're boring as shit.
Nah.
I've got to bring up a good hypothetical from the group chat. JT,
if your personality is bad, then change it. If you're Carmelo Anthony, be someone else.
His personality's not that bad. I don't know. Remember when he said
I know. I don't know anything about him, but he's just such an annoying basketball player.
He is quite annoying. I agree with you.
And he starts talking trash.
And everyone thinks Devin Booker is a douche, but I'm saying keep on being a douche, man. It's entertaining. It's what this podcast is all about.
I don't think he's a douche.
Because you just call him the book.
I found a photo of him holding a paper sign with 70 on it after they lost to the Celtics.
Paul, stop trying to prove that Devin Booker is a douche by googling Devin Booker douche. JT, we've got a bit of trash.
No, I googled.
What? You can't go silent. This is the podcast.
Including Eric Bledsoe, who didn't want to be there. But can I say, I just hate basketball players who play for reasons other than just trying to win basketball. That's what I hate.
No, hard no. So that's, no, so disagree. They paid millions of dollars. I would be playing just for the cash. Loving basketball is secondary. It's like, it's a job.
Yeah, I'd hate you.
No, but Paul, the other thing is, you've got to remember that these guys have, like, what can Devin Booker do? Like, I argue that he shouldn't have signed his, like, rookie extension and should have just left Phoenix as soon as possible. But, like, you know, he's balling out. Like, he possibly could have been an all-star this year almost, or last year. Like, there's not much more he can do on that team, really.
He was an all-star.
No, but that's...
Was he?
Injury reserve.
But that's injury. That's my issue with him, is my theory is he's a guy who's more keen on being an all-star than... you know, helping his team get better.
Let's
play this out, Paul. Okay, so Devin Booker in your fantasy world, the perfect version of Devin Booker, he wakes up one morning, he's like, my team is awful, it's always been awful. Well, I love basketball and I love my teammates, so what am I going to do? Would he have, like, training sessions? Like, what? I'm just saying, in what way could Paul Devin Booker help his team be... not the terrible trash heap they are.
It's him, but
he's very good at basketball, and it's still not enough.
Playing with the Phoenix Suns.
Okay, so
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's like a butterfly effect. DeAndre Ayton turns on the TV, sees Booker has chosen the Suns, thinks, you know what? I'm going to get that extra gym session. It all starts from there. Phoenix Suns, champions, baby.
And also, Devin Booker's trying to win the two...
starts at pickup courts when players are double-teaming you, If someone's double teaming
you... But Paul, again, he shouldn't be filmed there. Paul, you do things on the basketball court that you're probably embarrassed by. I do it all the time. You don't want someone filming it and recording it and releasing it. Like, give him a bit of a break.
If I was getting double teamed at a pickup game, I'd be trying to find the one who's not getting marked.
Paul, I've seen you try and fight former All Black and New Zealand rugby legend Justin Marshall during a basketball game. No, what do you think New Zealand would think of you if that footage leaked out?
Incorrect. It was not Justin Marshall. It was, what's his name? Blondie.
Oh, it was Jeff Wilson. Wilson. Sorry. Even more
it was Jeff Wilson.
Player.
And I didn't try and fight him. I tried to cut, and he pushed me over on the ground. I didn't say a single word, and then he said, "What, you ran into me? You ran into me."
Yeah, and he's Jeff
Wilson. At that point, I thought, you're an asshole.
And he's Jeff Wilson, so you did run into him, because whatever Jeff Wilson says goes.
He got too many head knocks, and now he's brain dead.
Paul, remember?
I'll confidently say that. He's not going to kill someone, but he's like Aaron Hernandez too many head knocks. He's got nothing going on.
That's a good insult. You got your Aaron Hernandez, bro. Paul, and I don't want to make this too much of a beat up on you, but remember last year you shat all over Anthony Davis for not trying hard enough at the Pelicans and for being a douche. And don't get me wrong, Anthony Davis is a douche. And you said he was going to get found out when he went to the Lakers, but instead he went to the Lakers and, like, you know, he's borderline MVP candidate, and the Lakers are one of the best teams in the NBA.
I mean, I can't remember, but you need to show me what I said, because I honestly can't remember what I said.
Okay. Anyway, speaking of trash talk, JT had some amazing trash talk in the group chat. JT, you've got a Michael Jordan hypothetical.
Oh, I'm not trashing MJ, but genuine question. So I was thinking the other day, if I was to somehow like win a competition and get to play MJ one-on-one, do you think I could get one bucket on him?
Wait. What competition is this? It's like
make a wish. But for like mid-30-year-olds with nothing wrong with them.
Michael Jordan and a lot of these NBA players actually do these crazy fantasy camps for like succession level, like, you know, billionaire elite, where they like charge like $30,000 and New York millionaires go to a private camp where Michael Jordan's there and get to play pickup with him and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, they all get Jordans. I don't know how much it costs, but it must be like tens of thousands of dollars. And yeah, that it's like a lot of NBA players do it, I think.
Oh, wow. It was like, okay, well, I'm into it.
Yeah, Google it. You've just got to become incredibly wealthy and well-connected, and then you could go to, like, it's called MJ's Flight School or something like that. It's a bunch of, like overweight, balding, 40-year-old, you know, merchant bankers or something. We never say merchant bankers anymore. Have they gone?
What is a merchant banker?
I don't know.
As opposed to a banker or a merchant.
But they've got, what's replaced them now? Like, who's the hot guys on... Investment banker. Maybe they've just changed the name, or private equity or something like that, like the succession mother effers. But sorry, JT, give me your Michael Jordan hypothetical. It's in a game.
Yeah, okay. So it's first to 11. Mm. It's what do we call it when the loser gets the ball back? Like, you don't keep it if you score.
Yeah, I think it's, we're having the chat about this, and it's normally it's called in one-on-one, you often play make it, take it. And I think all I've said when I play not make it, take it, is you literally say not make it, take it.
Yeah, like
loser's ball. Oh, no, that's what you say. You say loser's ball. So make it, take it is winner's ball. If you score, you get the ball back. And it's called loser's ball, yeah.
Yeah, so do you think I'd be able to get one bucket on MJ?
What's the game to? What's the game to?
Game to 11.
Everything's a one?
Everything's a one, yeah.
Who starts with the
ball?
Do
you think... I start with a ball, and do you think MJ's going to disrespect me enough to let me get like a lazy mid-ranger first bucket?
I don't know how good you are, but I'll let Paul start.
Not
Paul,
good.
Paul, what do you reckon? He can get one, but if he's got 10 possessions or whatever it takes for Michael Jordan to get to 11, because assuming Michael Jordan scores on JT pretty much every time, he might miss one shot, but like makes most of them. Paul, what do you reckon? Paul?
Yeah, I think you can.
Paul, what were you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You reckon he can score one point against JT, against Michael Jordan? So, JT, how tall are you? Because Michael Jordan is 6 foot six.
5'10".
Paul, get in there. Paul,
I mean, it just depends if he can make a shot. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but Paul...
you okay, Paul?
We can hear you, but you're talking very sporadically. Like, could you just, like, try and say a complete sentence?
Oh. Sorry, it seemed... The way you guys were talking, it seemed like I couldn't be heard at all. If he can make a shot, I think if it's not make it, take it, and JT can just make a shot, he can definitely score.
But you got to remember...
But do you think...
I think...
JT... Do you think MJ's going to guard me like, in my face all over the place?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess... Yeah, I guess if he comes up, if he knows that you're one, yeah, I guess he.
So
might
that's what
come
it really
and...
comes down to: is his famous competitiveness gonna be that he's just like in my grill from the start? Because I don't think I'm blowing past him.
Okay.
Either, like
what? Also, what happens if if you get fouled? It's just start again at the top.
Yeah, you get the ball
yeah.
back. So speaking of,
yeah, I don't know if you could. I'll tell you who you could score on. Devin Booker. I reckon you'd score on him. But he would also score 80 and then hold a photo of pictures of it.
Speaking of obnoxious NBA videos or kind of people being dicks, there's a video of Michael Jordan. I'm sure he was good at the end because Michael Jordan seems like, I mean, unless you're playing in the NBA finals with him, he seems like, you know, quite a smart and amicable guy. But there's a video of Michael Jordan at Chris Paul's like children's camp where Chris Paul gets all the kids around and goes, "Hey, Michael Jordan's here." And everyone's like, "Yeah." And Chris Paul's like, "Hey, Michael, I got a bet that if you can't make 10 shots in a row, 10 jump shots in a row, these kids all get free Jordans." And all the kids are like, "Yeah." And then Michael Jordan just goes out there and just cold-blooded nails like 10 20-footers. And the kids don't get the shoes. It's brutal. And that kind of shows how, like, Michael Jordan, if you're playing in one-on-one, I'm pretty sure, unless you're a kid or a Make-A-Wish kid, which you kind of implied you might be, but there's nothing physically wrong with you, right, JT?
Nah, more just desperation.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't go easy on you. And I'm just... My question for you is, do you have... Because you've got a lot of experience shooting jumpers in an open court, but you don't have much experience playing in a game. It is quite a lot different.
Oh, I'm terrible in a game situation. Awful.
Have you played in many games or just had a few and then...
Yeah. Out? Yeah, I probably played in, like, I don't know, hundreds of games, but not...
Wow.
Not regular 5-on-5. Like, I'm not in the league or anything, and I don't tend to enjoy it when I am.
So the only way I think you could score against him, and this is me being legitimate, I like how you're like, I don't think I could blow past him. No shit, there's no way. Even though Jordan's old, he's just his senses, his timing and stuff. He's the greatest player of all time. Even if he's 70 years old, he's still, I couldn't blow past him either, I don't think. Anyway, my point is, the only chance of you scoring is if you can consistently make or just like occasionally make a fall away shot, I reckon. A high arcing, because he's quite tall as well and he's got a big arm. Can you make a fall away shot, do you think, with a hand in your face?
No. I think my only chance is if he's like disrespecting me from the start and gives me like 6 feet of clearance and I can shuffle my way into like a 16-footer.
Because I was thinking about this a lot and I was like, Jordan's quite tall. Like, how tall are you?
5'10".
Jordan is the exact same height as me. I've been to Madame Tussauds in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I've stood next to the Michael Jordan sculpture and I was the exact same height as him, and he's listed as 1 inch taller than me, but I'm pretty sure they always lie and they do it with shoes or whatnot. I'm a legitimate 6'5". I'm the same height as Michael Jordan. My wingspan is probably a little bit smaller than his. My hands are a little bit smaller, but I'm pretty much Michael Jordan's capabilities. I think when this lockout finishes, we should do it. We should see if you can make a basket against me, and then that will be a good judge to see whether you can score against Michael Jordan.
Yeah, you're on. But you have to dress up as Michael Jordan.
Yes, what I'm saying here is me and Michael Jordan are a perfect comparison. I reckon Paul's cut off the line, eh? Because he...
No, I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Why do you not talk for such long periods?
Well, I'm just done with this.
Okay.
He won't score. Okay. It's a yes or no question. I said no.
Well, what I said was shocking. Do you think JT can score against me?
With the same rules, what's it, 2-11 or 10 or something?
Yeah. I wouldn't be as good at scoring as Michael Jordan, obviously, so even old Michael Jordan.
I mean, again, this hypothetical isn't great for me because I've never seen JT play basketball. So do I think Drew Barrymore could score on you? I have no idea.
No,
I don't know how
definitely
good
not.
Is. How do you know that?
But Drew Barrymore would be like 5'4".
Yeah, but she might be good.
She must be close to 50.
Yeah, but she could be. She might be quick and a good shooter. You don't know.
But Paul, I have a better chance scoring on MJ than Drew Barrymore has on Guy. Come on.
Wow, no, it's an interesting hypothetical.
This moves so much. The hypothetical move from JT scoring on MJ to Drew Barrymore scoring on JT to me. All I'm saying is I'd like to meet Drew Barrymore. So if we've got this opportunity, I'm in. That's all I can say. Her work in... What movie was she in as a kid? My Girl or something like that? Fantastic.
Charlie's Angels.
Well, now, what was she in as a... What, but she, you know, Drew Barrymore was a child actor. What was she famous for as a
child?
Oh,
yeah. E.T.?
E.T., yeah, that's right. I'd be, like, asking all the questions about E.T. She probably wouldn't remember because she was very young and probably, like, messed her up for the rest of her life. But still, pretty cool to be... Oh, here's a hypothetical. Paul, would you rather be... Would you trade your life for a child actor who's since gone off the rails? Like, would you trade your life right now being a normal man? No?
No, that's not a good one. I think any hypothetical where the options are trading your life, I don't think.
Yeah.
What about this?
If I wanted my life, if I wanted my life to be different, like I'm in control of it.
No, but you can't go back in time and make yourself a child actor.
Child actor. Nah, that's true. I probably could have pushed harder though.
No, you couldn't. You can't. A kid from Nelson, New Zealand can't push harder unless your parents are going to push you and move to Los Angeles. No way. JT, I reckon I'm going to talk Paul around here. Paul, would you trade your life for the life of Macaulay Culkin, star of Home Alone, friend of Michael Jackson, defendant in many lawsuits of Michael Jackson, millionaire now, celebrity, occasional actor? One of your favorite actors of all time.
Yeah, no.
He was in the Black or White video. What about that?
Yeah, I mean, that would have been great. But no, I'm pretty happy.
JT, would you try?
I totally misunderstood this question. I thought you meant like Paul had to give up his life for Macaulay Culkin to do things over. Not trading places.
No, that's
what, kill myself?
Yeah. That's why I was like, this is creepy. It's not a good question.
No. It's like Paul trades everything he's done right now with everything Macaulay Culkin's done right now.
So suddenly, do you want to just be Macaulay Culkin?
Yes.
I don't want to be Macaulay Culkin. He seems quite creepy.
I disagree. I love the guy.
Paul, do you want to trade with Macaulay Culkin?
No, I don't want to be him, but I do want to be his friend.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be real cool. All right, it's time, right about that time, for the stars to roll on out.
Obviously not a lot of games to report on, but I decided to, about 10 minutes before we started recording, I decided to scour the internet, aka look at each player's Instagram, because it was no news. There's nothing happening on the online Orlando Magic community. So I decided to do some digging myself, and I went to I started off with Mo Bamba's Instagram because he's pretty active on the gram. Nothing, you know, he's doing push-ups in his living room. Okay, cool. So I moved on to Aaron Gordon. And sure enough, Aaron Gordon came through big time.
Okay,
Aaron Gordon has written and recorded a song and released a music video.
What?
Aaron Gordon featuring Mo, Pull Up, official music video.
Wait, do you mean Mo like the famous Swedish pop singer who's on Skrillex songs?
No, M-O-E. I looked him up. Not a lot of online presence. Nothing on Spotify. But Aaron Gordon's there on Spotify. You can listen to it. You can check out the video. I'm going to say one of the best... Okay, here's what I'm going to say. A few days ago, I was watching Zoe's first music video. That's Lonzo Ball. And this is often... I've found how NBA players will do their music is they'll have... It'll be featuring someone, And the other person will do a lot of the song. Like, they'll do the chorus and they'll do like two verses. And then the rapper themselves will do like one verse. And that's very much what Aaron Gordon's done. But usually the other person is like, you know, their friend who's an aspiring musician. Mm. And the when the... So in Zoe's case, you know, just like their voice and their kind of energy is usually a lot flatter than the other person.
Yeah.
So the other person will be like, you know, I'm doing a song and it's clear I'm doing a song. And then he'll go to Zoe and he'll just be like, you know, when I'm in Miami, I'm... And it's like, he's kind of like quite quiet and like, he's like, you know, I'm in Miami, I'm doing something. I'm in Los Angeles, I'm doing something. And, you know, he's like not bringing a lot of energy or...
skill.
You know, kind of...
talent, ability, practice.
Yeah, okay. Aaron Gordon, it's the other way around, where the other guy is holding him back. The other guy's... no disrespect to Mo, but he's the one who's like...
Nah, some disrespect.
Pull up. You know,
yeah, quite a bit of disrespect.
You know, he's the one who's like a bit quiet, you know, not giving it his all. Aaron Gordon shines. He comes in, blows him out of the water with a fire verse, and then Mo does the rest of the song. But and great music video where it's not just, you know, often it's with an NBA music video, like Zoe's case, it's just him and the other guy in Miami, driving in a boat and you know, standing on a street. Aaron Gordon, you know, he's driving around in golf buggies on a golf course, having a laugh. You know, it's a fun video. I love it.
Did he shoot? Did Paul? I think Paul's cut out.
I didn't understand.
Sorry, Paul, you just cut out for 2 seconds. You're back now. Did he shoot this in quarantine, or is this something he's been sitting on for a while and he just waited for the perfect time to drop it?
Well, funny you ask that, because there's a little sketch in the middle where the music cuts out, and I didn't fully understand the sketch, but I think Aaron Gordon did reference. He did say, like, you know, we're on lockdown or whatever, you know.
But did he just cut that in?
Yeah.
No, it very much, because they're in the golf club the clubhouse.
When you say sketch, do you mean like comedy sketch, or is he just trying to be cool?
I mean, it's not really funny, but it's just, I need to rewatch it, because I can't remember anything that was said in that scene, and I didn't understand it. But the video does feature a cameo from Mo Bamba, who gets out of a car, and they shake hands, and Wes Iwundu, who also gets out of a car and they shake hands. And on Instagram, Wes Iwundu commented some flame emojis, and DJ Augustine said, "That's crazy. That's crazy. Ain't even put me in the video. I'm off you, bruh."
Yeah.
Paul, I've got the song here. Would you like to maybe hear a bit of it?
Yeah, okay.
Is Aaron Gordon's verse first? Here it goes. This is Pull Up by Aaron Gordon, the Orlando Magic superstar.
And Mo Bamba.
No, it's not.
One thing I've noticed about NBA songs is that they normally...
Want to see me go out, no problem. But they want to say,
"Oh, my God." Not Aaron Gordon.
Oh,
that's
not Aaron Gordon. Oh, this is Mo, okay. Quiet and silent. I know the Big Mac ain't gone. I might just skip forward to, like, chorus or something.
Aaron Gordon. Set fire to the track, yeah, that's arson.
ADMs in the bag, that's a bargain. One time for the fam, I'm Carson. What's ADMs in the bag?
ADMs. A dozen million.
I don't...
Yeah, but that's a merchant banking term. Haven't heard that in a while. Not here for the talk
of the arguing. AG going crazy, no garden them. Wanna see me go out, no... AG go crazy, no garden them. It's quite good.
I thought he said no gardener, genuinely.
He talks about, there was a line about like balling at MSG or something.
At the garden, yeah.
Yeah, this at the garden. Yeah. That's pretty cool. And that's better than I was expecting.
And then he rhymed garden with garden them, which is quite good. Very clever. Is this the chorus coming out here, Paul? Is this the chorus right off that?
Yeah, I'd say so. They once said, "Get on my garden. They just been quiet, they silent. I know the Big Mac can't guard me. Shooting shots, wrist, what a fuss. Can't come here, why they want to try me?"
kind of embarrassing that the cover is just a picture of the front of a Maybach. Like, if I was Aaron Gordon, I'd put my massive face on there.
That's the one bad thing I'd say is whoever's done the album art has phoned it in. It's just a picture of a Rolls Royce. But that Rolls Royce is in the music video, they asked. And noteworthy about the music video.
They did hire that Rolls Royce.
Is Aaron Gordon, his thing in the video is wearing basketball singlets, but wearing them backwards, a.k.a. the clippers on the front of Slam magazine.
Sick.
With Lamar Odom. The jerseys he wears are interesting. The first one is 00 Casper, the character he played in the Uncle Drew movie. He's wearing his character's jersey from that.
Respect.
And the second one he's wearing is a current day Atlanta Hawks Vince Carter jersey backwards.
That's a very weird jersey to wear. Do you think he did? Do you think he swapped it with him when he played him or something?
Possibly.
Because that's a real weird jersey, especially a Vince Carter. Like, even a Vince Carter Mavs jersey would make more sense than a Vince Carter Hawks jersey. That's bizarre. Also, Hawks are their divisional rivals. Like, don't put them on. Anyway,
Paul, how does that factor into your bloody rules to be a good leader? That doesn't sound like good teammanship.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Well, Vince Carter, Orlando Magic legend. So he's
specifically the Hawks part.
Why didn't he wear a Vince Carter Orlando Magic jersey? That would make even more sense.
Don't know, but it was fine.
But Paul, do you think Aaron Gordon should be pissing around making music videos when he should be leading the Orlando Magic to not sucking?
No, he's doing that, and there's room for both. There's room for both, for sure.
All right. Well, that was pretty amazing that Aaron Gordon's got some music out, because you just would not. He's just such a drowsy, dopey guy. Oh no, I'm sounding like Trump criticizing Joe Biden here. But dopey Aaron Gordon, you just would not expect a music video from him. So good to hear, and good to hear.
Well, it came from nowhere. I didn't know he was into making music, so it really came from nowhere.
So is that all he does? Just this one verse, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Sick.
But he carries the song.
Well, obviously, like I see it. His name is it's by Aaron Gordon, so he there's a lot of weight on his shoulders. Does anyone have any other NBA stuff to talk about? Should we go into movie?
Oh, wait, player of the week. Oh, I forgot about Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, well done. What about Mo Bamba for his cameo in the video?
Yeah, he was in the running, but Aaron Gordon edged him out by
releasing a video. Do you think this does the Magic proud?
Yeah, I think it was really cool. Like when I saw Mo Bamba was featuring and they were there shaking hands, I thought, man, the vibe with this squad right now is so good.
So good. And just
Devin Booker, who did ask Magic owner to draft him, I'm glad he's not there to bring his toxic vibe to this great group.
Shout out to the Magic. Shout out to Basketball. Does anyone have anything else to bring to the table? It's obviously a light NBA week. Before we get into Magic movie, Paul, have you got Magic of the Movies? Movies of the Magic? Magic of the Movie.
Well, you said you had one, but...
Paul, don't yawn during the intro.
How did you hear that?
What do you mean, how did I hear that? Look, you're ruining the fancy music, mate. When you yawn into a microphone, the microphone records it, it's transmitted over the internet, and then it comes into my headphones. That's how I heard that.
Okay.
I love crappy rom-coms. Can I highly recommend... what's the one on... I love the one with Ali Wong on Netflix. Always Be My Maybe. That was the one that I enjoyed recently that I thought was excellent. But then
I didn't think it was that good.
I just want to say that it was awkward because the next day after I watched it, this was way before lockdown, a friend came around to watch a basketball game, and the friend was Asian. And then I loved that movie because I watched it the night before, but it seemed like I was just pitching at him because it's a movie with Asian people in it, which is not that common in Western society. And then I felt like the racist was me. But anyway, I had nothing but good value, good intentions in my heart. Back to the movie I wanted to talk about, which was How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Great film. The premise is terrible. It's horrific for like the first, you know, 1 to 2 hours. No, it's quite short. It's only like 90 minutes. The first 30 minutes are kind of trash as the premise is set up. But then once it gets going, you know, it's comedy gold. The confusion, the games, the mind games, the problems. The New York Knicks feature, here's my theory, because the Knicks were owned by Cablevision. The movie was probably produced by the Dolans. And as a result, they go to the NBA Finals series is running right through the movie. And it's the Knicks versus Sacramento Kings. In what world would that be possible? But I guess that was the time when the Knicks were quite good. They made the finals and the Kings were there as well. Crazy.
Do you think the Knicks, and the Knicks by far the most movied basketball team?
So I was just talking to Paul about this and I looked it up and I was trying to figure out how James Dolan got to where he was. And I'm not sure how Cablevision, his dad basically started just making crappy commercial ads in Cleveland. He moved to New York and somehow built his way up to the point where he owned like a huge cable network, which just sounds like something out of 30 Rock. It was literally called Cablevision. And then in 1994, and I'm not sure how they did it, they somehow acquired, I don't even know if they wanted to own a basketball team, but they acquired MSG Corporation, which was the Garden, the Knicks, the Liberty, and the Rangers. And all of a sudden, the Dolans owned the these teams, and pretty soon they were running into the ground when James Dolan took over directly. But yeah, I think as a result of the Cablevision owning the Knicks, they put them into movies as advertisements.
But I also do think, because I was just thinking, I was like, why aren't the Lakers in more movies? But when you think about it, while like the film industry is based in Los Angeles, like New York is the most filmed, you know, is the most, like, movies aren't set in Los Angeles that much.
Yeah.
And if they are, it's usually because they're based, they're, you know, it's like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's like behind the scenes of the movies or whatever.
Yeah.
But movies are much more likely to be set in New York. So I think it's just also because of that, right?
Yeah, that would be a major reason. But I'm pretty sure, like, movies, like, I mean, I need to do the research, but I think you'll find How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Eddie, stuff like that, where the Knicks are prominently used. Like, on Friends, they might say they're going to a Knicks game, but you never actually see them at a Knicks game. Whereas this movie has, like, large bits of footage. They obviously filmed a regular season game between the Knicks and the Kings and pretended it was the finals. But yeah, they have a lot of footage from the Knicks, and I'm guessing that's because Dolan probably was behind the scenes making shitty rom-coms. And might I say, doing an excellent job, because this week's movie of the week is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I enjoyed it very much, if you want a trashy rom-com.
Here's an interesting point. Here's a trivia. Without Googling it, in the classic film Like Mike, what team does Calvin Cambridge, a.k.a. Lil Bow Wow, play for?
Man. JT, have you seen Like Mike, or even know what he's talking about?
Have I seen it? Bloody love it. Shit, I feel like I know this one. And it is a real NBA team, eh?
No. Okay, I was hoping you were just going to guess a team.
Yeah, because that's what I was trying to do. Okay, now I'll say the Bankstown Bulldogs.
No. Because he plays against actual NBA teams. Well, I remember he throws it off to Jason Kidd's back when he's playing for the Nets. And there's a bit where Dirk Nowitzki asks him for a signature for his niece. And then when he's like, okay, what's your niece's name? And then Dirk is like, it's Dirk. Hilarious.
Now all I remember is I think it's like a generic name. Like it could be even like I feel like it's the sort of name that always comes up in – I remember seeing it in like a 2K game.
Okay, you know what I mean? I'm going to take another guess. Brooklyn Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You're in the ballpark, but it's the Los Angeles Knights. But what's interesting is
I remember the Knights. They're one of my favorite squads.
But what's weird, Knights, don't you think, is like, so the NBA is obviously like, you know, all the other teams appear, their uniforms, their legit uniforms, their courts, I'm pretty sure. It's weird. Don't you think it's weird that he didn't play for the Lakers?
Yeah.
Or the Clippers?
They obviously couldn't get, they obviously got like a blanket NBA license, but couldn't get like a specific, they obviously worked out how much it was going to cost for his franchise. But yeah, you're like, why wouldn't the Minnesota
Timberwolves? No, but Timberwolves, if you're the Lakers, like, you know, if I'm any team, it's like you'd almost pay money to have him play for your team, right?
You're right. Like, apparently the Anaheim Mighty Ducks were, like, made in conjunction with the, like, Disney started them at the same time they made the Mighty Ducks movies. Like, that was, like, literally why they're called the Mighty Ducks and why they exist. You're right. It is quite weird that NBA teams don't appear in more movies. You're like a team. The Lakers, maybe not. They're a huge, huge business. But, like, shivers. The Minnesota Timberwolves would kill for that. The Sacramento Kings would kill for that. And that would be a good place. Sacramento would be a great place to set the movie as well. It's very interesting.
Who's that rapper that's, like, quite old now, whose son is Little Romeo, I think?
Yeah, Master
P. And he was, like, weirdly added to NBA rosters boost their profile, and it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's Master P. He's a rapper who, yeah, they, I don't know how, what, why, but there's just a few rappers who just did a good job of, like, combining themselves. And maybe Master P's a legend from back in the day. I'm disrespecting him here, but, like, he's definitely before my time. And, he was all over Slam Magazine. He had a shoe company. I think it was literally just called, like, Master P's, or maybe I might sound like a real idiot here, and someone will know that actually, like, he was behind Rough Riders or something like that, something big. But Master P was huge into basketball and his son balling and stuff like that. Yeah. Anyway, bit of a flat end to the podcast. Well, I had a good time. Thanks for talking to me, guys. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for chatting. It was weird because you guys. Anyway, we'll talk about it another time. But I had a great time and bloody enjoyed it, eh?
I did too, actually.
Thanks so much, Paul. No comment from you again. What I was going to say.
I got too annoyed in the earlier about Devin Booker.
Because you just think he's going to burn in hell.
I just have a strong hatred of just gunner scorers who.
I have a strong love-dred of those players.
Yeah, I love them. Absolutely. Love them.
And they always, it's always their teammates' fault.
I totally agree that Devin Booker, his personality is a bit off. Like, he's a bit of a young, spoiled brat. But at the same time, he is. I've been proven wrong that he is, like, quite a valuable player, and I wish he wasn't on the Suns. But that is the, yeah. I hear you raise a point. But you know, you're never going to be able to convince those pure book money fans like JTA.
Never book forever.
Book on, everybody. Thanks for listening. I've been Guy Williams. That's my brother Paul Williams. Paul, please.
Yeah, I'm here. Talk. Well, usually we do the same sign off every time.
You just say, I don't do that anymore. I've been Guy Williams. Do it.
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, thank you. And JT?
Oh, I'm happy to do it. I'm JT, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Catch you later. And
I have a new Instagram handle.
Oh, shut up.
So follow me. It's Paul Williams.
I have a new Instagram. Man, I wish you could play the button to make this stop. Where's the
Paul Williams on Instagram. Give us a follow, like, and subscribe.
Don't like and subscribe.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.